This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com by clicking Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours. All right?
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, so what? I burned a few things. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm 28 years old and I've been married for 3 years. I caught my husband cheating on me recently and I burned a few of his personal belongings and he can't get over it. He was cheating in his car.
Whatever.
At a popular hookup spot where the younger kids go to have sex. He and I used to go there when we were younger, and we enjoyed sneaking around and having sex. I never imagined he would cheat on me and then cheat in a spot that he could get caught. The most embarrassing part is that my younger cousin saw him and called me. He and the woman were on the back seat, and their clothes were on the front seat. I stood and watched him for a minute, and then I opened the door and took all of their clothes. I threw my Coke on him and some of it got in her eyes so she didn't see me. I went home and I burned their clothes they were wearing and all of his underwear and socks. I don't know why I burned his underwear and socks, but I had seen my mother burn my stepdad's stuff, and it was in a movie when I was younger, so I snapped. I did it in a field by our apartment so I wouldn't go to jail because I remembered my mom got fined for doing it years ago. My husband drove up wearing only a t-shirt, and he put out the fire. The visual. I jumped on him, and all I remember after that is my neighbor pulling me off of him. This mess could have been avoided if he had not cheated on me. I was willing to try to get our marriage back on track, but he says I'm crazy and he's afraid of me. He knows I only reacted out of rage and I wouldn't ever act like that normally. Why can't he see that he's the reason his clothes got burned? Why is he trying to make this my fault? It's not. It is not your fault. at all, okay? This is all on him. And don't you dare let him try to flip this on you. He got caught cheating. He got caught in his car, naked. He should be thanking you that you didn't burn him and her right after that. I need you to get focused. I need you to stop blaming yourself immediately for him cheating on you. And he didn't even apologize. He's not even done. He called you crazy. Wasn't he the one cheating in a hookup spot where young people go now and where you guys used to go? Now, taking a chance like that, that's crazy, okay? He's trying to make this your fault because that's all he has. That's all he's got to work with. He wasn't just caught with his pants down. They were off. They were in the front seat. He had to drive home in just a t-shirt. So if he starts making you feel wrong for what you did, the burning and all, then that's what you'll focus on. Not the wrong he did, not the pain he caused you, not the hurt, not the mistrust that he caused. That's what cheaters do when they get caught. They try to flip it. Tell him, yes, you are crazy for even considering taking him back after that. And tell him if he keeps on, you'll show him what crazy is for real, for real. And he better be glad you didn't burn the whole house down and set the car on fire and all that. All right, but I know you got to live in the house. But anyway, yeah. Come on, Steve. Get out of here with that.
Shirley's response is 100% spot on. Everything Shirley said to you is true. This is just a simple case of the best defense is a good offense. That's all this is. This is him taking this and making you the villain for the act that you did. There's so many things in this letter that's crazy. Now, first of all, you're 28 years old. So I'm assuming that you all around the same age. You've been married for 3 years. And you caught your husband cheating on you recently. And I burned a few of his personal items and he can't get over it. He can't get over that. Well, you can't get over yours either. See, what you can't do is let him not get over it. You know, you're saying he can't get over it. You can't let him out not get over it. You got to get further not get over it than him, if you know what I'm trying to tell you. You can't let him beat you at this game. Women are the best at this. There's nobody greater at not getting over something than women. They are the best at it. They know how to make you gravel, crawl back, pay over and over and over, bring it up years later on the same date and same time. You need to get in that mode right there. He was cheating in his car at a popular hookup spot where younger kids go to have sex. Y'all used to go there when y'all was younger.
What?
And you like doing it.
Yeah.
But you didn't never imagine that he would cheat on you and cheat in a spot that he could get caught. Old habits. That's where he been going.
He's stupid. Crazy.
He been going down there to that spot. Now, the embarrassing part you say for you is your younger cousin saw him and called me. This was a girl. Hopefully. He and the woman were on the back seat. Their clothes was on the front seat. Lord have mercy, don't ever be away from your clothes.
Yeah. One more time. Come on, that's important.
Don't ever go away from your clothes. Take your clothes with you. That's where you're supposed to put them. That's stupid. You put them clothes up in the back window. You got to have, put them clothes on the floor. You got to have them clothes by you. You don't ever separate from your clothes. Lord, you stupid.
Yes.
You're so stupid.
Hold on, Steve. Hold it. Keep it right there, all right? We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. The subject of today's Strawberry Letter is, so what? I burned a few things. We'll get back into it right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter and get your response. What's going on?
This is a letter that's ridiculous that should never get written. Shirley gave the proper response to all of it. I strongly suggest you follow all of Shirley's advice. But what I was just telling you, it doesn't make any sense. This is a typical example of the best offense. The best defense is a good offense. So get off defense and get on offense. And that's what he's doing to you. He's making it about what you did with his stupid. Went down there to a place y'all used to cheat at when y'all was younger. He 28, he could still do that. You never imagined he'd cheat on you at a spot he could get caught. But then your younger cousin saw him and called you. He and this woman were on the back seat and their clothes was on the front seat. Why are you separate from your clothes? Listen to this. If you are not in your house or in your hotel room, you have to have them close by. If you are visiting someone else's house, you must be able to reach and touch your clothes at all times.
Come on, boy.
Rule number one for cheating.
You better preach.
They can never have your clothes out of reach.
Oh.
You don't know who she know when he coming. All this here. So now you go down there. He and the woman was on the back seat and they clothes on the front seat. Mm-hmm. I stood and watched for a minute. What? Rule number two, when you in the car doing stuff, you have to check periodically.
Look up over the seats and out the window.
You can't commit a full 2 minutes to your business without looking. Man, I done been in the car before. You got to look. It's a hard place to go, but you got to look. I stood and watched for a minute. Then I opened the door and took all their clothes. See right there. If your clothes was in reach, there's no way you're going to let your wife take your clothes. I threw my coke on him, and some of it got in her eyes, so she didn't see me. What?
Who did she think it was?
Girl, it was coke. It wasn't acid.
Yeah.
She saw you. I went home and burned their clothes they were wearing and all of his underwear and socks. I don't know why I burned his underwear and socks, but I seen my mother burn my stepdad's stuff, and it was in a movie when I was younger. That's Thin Line.
I thought it was Waiting to Exhale. Yeah.
Or Waiting for Exhale or Thin. I don't know, whatever movie. You know, I ain't see it. Anyway, I tried to do a movie reference, but I didn't see it. Anyway, the movie right there, and they burned. I thought Marlon Lawrence had his clothes burned.
He was pretty rough now, Lynn Whitfield,
But the movie she talking about is Waiting to Exhale.
Anyway. That is a movie, and it got very popular. A lot of men lost their clothes because of this movie. I want to say that, too.
And their cars.
So I didn't go to jail. My husband drove up wearing only a T-shirt and put out the fire. This boy right here and got his half-naked ass out the car. He's stomping on the fire barefoot with just a T-shirt on. This boy must have been proud of himself. Barefoot, putting this fire out with just this T-shirt on, and you started the fire down the street in an empty lot. I wouldn't give a if that whole lot caught on fire. Uh-huh. I'm not going out there. It's too late to save your clothes. My husband drove up wearing only a T-shirt, and he put out the fire. I jumped on him, and all I remember is that the neighbor pulling me off. Of his half naked ass. He got a T-shirt on. I don't know. It's hard to fight with no drawers on. I'm just telling you that.
It's very difficult.
It's very, very difficult.
Yeah.
Most can men I ask don't.
One thing? And he could have burnt himself.
Is it hard to drive with no underwear on?
No,
no, you can drive next
phone. No, you can.
Wait.
But what you don't want to do is stop, pull up next to a truck. You don't want to do that.
They can look down.
So if they look down, they see you. So if you pull up next to a truck, you got to stay behind the door. I've done all this right here.
You have?
Yeah. I can, long story, but I've done all this right here. You drive nothing now. It's hot. That seat is hot quicker. So now you got out, you done jumped on him. He half naked, got a t-shirt on. He's stomping barefoot. He from Africa. Or either he's Caribbean where he do fire walking. I don't know who can jump out their car and stomp a fire out. Uh-huh. And why would he care? It's down the street. Anyway, all you remember is your neighbor pulling off. This mess could have been avoided had he not cheated on me. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's true. I was willing to try to get our marriage back on track, but he says I'm crazy and he's afraid of me, as he should be. As he should be. There's an element of fear that should reside in his life from here on after. Yes, you crazy, and he should be afraid of you. He knows that you have reacted out of anger and rage. That would. I would never act like that normally. Wait a minute. Normally? When do you normally find your husband in the back seat naked with somebody else with their clothes on the front seat? There's nothing normal about this. Why are you... How did you allow him to do this to you?
Yeah.
Why can't he see that he's the reason his clothes got burned? No. I don't give a damn if you can't get over it. As a matter of fact, so you don't get over it, I'm finna burn two of your suits for letting me catch you cheap.
Ooh, girl, just kidding.
Stop letting him do you this way. It's his fault. I burned your clothes because you cheated on me. That's why I did it. Get
That's
over
right.
it.
All right.
Now call back to me because I don't want you.
Hit us up on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM to comment on today's Strawberry Letter. You can also check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.